All right, in this video, I'll tell you how to change your life fast in three ways in 2023. This is going to be very powerful. Make sure you watch the whole thing. The first one is environment, the place that you're physically in. So your house, your workplace, the relationships you're in, like the environment that you put yourself in every day is, I would say, the most important one. And that's why it's number one on this list, because the things around you directly influence your energy, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, and your actions. And it's also one of the easiest things to change, because you don't have to go in and do all this, like, you know, inner work and go on this long journey. You can change your situation and your environment instantly. You can just quit your job, for example, and just find a new one. Or if there's like a negative, toxic, environment in your workplace, you can just leave your relationship if you're not happy and if they're not, you know, supporting you and making your life better. You can just change these things, and the change can happen over, you know, or in a split second. And so that's why it's number one, because it's the most important. And it's also, in my opinion, one of the fastest ones that you can change. The next one is tiny habits. So the way that you can change your life is by implementing really, really tiny, tiny little habits, but you make sure you do them every day. I mean, things like one of my habits is that every morning I wake up and I film a video. I only have to film one, but if I want to, I can film more. But the minimum I have to do is I have to film one video every single morning, every day of the week. And this habit is very powerful because it builds up over time. And obviously, over time, I have loads of videos. I get better at making videos. The content helps people and so on. Another tiny habit might be something like after every lunchtime, you go for a walk. Even if you don't want to, even if it's raining, it doesn't matter how long the walk is within reason, right? But you just leave your house and go for a walk. This applies mainly if you work from home, and it's quite difficult to motivate yourself to leave the house often if it's always raining outside. So that's one, I guess, mainly if you live in a rainy country. But the idea is to break down whatever you're trying to do, right? Whatever life you want to build, habits you want to make, break them down into really tiny habits, like things you could do with no excuses. There's no excuse that would be reasonable as to why you can't do these tiny, tiny habits, like 30 seconds a day, you know, 1 minute a day, 2 minutes a day. Everybody can do these things. The next and possibly most important, or second most important, is the information diet. So the collection of information and ideas that you consume is what I refer to as your information diet. This is things you watch on TV, the music you listen to, the books you read, the messages you allow into your brain and into your body is your information diet. And I want you to ask yourself what percentage of that diet is actually positive ideas and beliefs and stories that are going to inspire and motivate and empower you, and what percentage is negative that's just going to make you fearful, you know, things that, like, critical messages, things that are going to make you doubt yourself. What percentage is that? Because for most people, it's the majority of their information diet is gossip, drama, horror movies, you know, criticizing other people, more drama, reality shows and talk shows, which is just junk. It's the equivalent of, like, if you were eating this food, this would be like eating McDonald's all day. But people do it and they don't consider that the information you consume is just as important as the food you consume. So you wouldn't eat loads of junk food all day, hopefully. So don't consume junk information all day. Pointless TikToks and just dancing Instagram videos, and, you know, it's just a waste of time. It doesn't add anything to your life. Ignore it, block it, you know, just get it out of your life. Did I miss anything?